From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an explosion in China. A shipment of explosives blew up in Tianjin, China on Wednesday, killing seven people and injuring at least 300. There was no immediate explanation for the blast, although it is believed to have occurred in a container at a warehouse for hazardous materials. State-run media said that two blasts within 30 seconds of each other were so strong they registered at a nearby earthquake monitoring station. The Egyptian affiliate of the Islamic State group says it has beheaded a Croatian it abducted last month. Croatia's prime minister told authorities that authorities could not 100% confirm the death of Tomislav Salopek. Since last year, the Islamic State has beheaded or executed more than 3,000 people. Peace talks between Libya's warring factions ended Wednesday in Geneva without a resolution, but a United Nations envoy said the parties are determined to reach an accord. The UN Secretary General has taken strong action in response to the latest sexual abuse allegations against peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. Margaret Bashir reports.
UN Chief Ban Ki-moon said he had asked for and accepted the resignation of his top envoy in the CAR, Lieutenant General Babacar Gaye. He said although the longtime Senegalese diplomat and military officer had served tirelessly at the head of the UN mission, he wants to send a strong message.
Sexual exploitation and abuse is a global scourge and systemic challenge that demands a systemic response.
The UN deployed its mission, known by its acronym MINUSCA, a year ago. Since then, there have been several allegations of sexual abuse of children. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
This is VOA News.